From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The Wall Street Journal reported Thursday that special counsel Robert Mueller has seated a grand jury in Washington, D.C. Miller Sega has more.
Two sources have told Reuters news agency that grand jury subpoenas have been issued in connection with a June 2016 meeting between Donald Trump Jr., a Russian lawyer, and others. The sources also said special counsel Robert Mueller had convened a grand jury in Washington to investigate allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 elections. President Trump has called the investigation a witch hunt. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Tibisay Lucina Ramirez, Venezuela's National Electoral Council president, dismissed the claim by a British election technology firm that Sunday's controversial vote had been manipulated.
Hemos contado.
She said that there continues to be a cyber attack, which illustrates a strategy to destroy the electoral institution and impede the election of the Constitution National Assembly. The government said more than 8 million people cast ballots on Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to increase pressure on China to change its trade practices and to do more to stop North Korea's weapons programs. Reports by financial news media Thursday predicted Trump will sign an order in the coming days to open an investigation of Chinese demands that foreign companies share technology secrets in exchange for access to the massive Chinese market. The expected investigation could eventually lead to higher tariffs on Chinese-made products headed for the U.S. market, which is the world's largest. Trade experts warn that such actions might violate commitments the United States has made to the World Trade Organization. This is VOA News. The United States has announced $169 million in humanitarian assistance to support the people of Ethiopia and Kenya. The two countries are now experiencing a severe and prolonged drought. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
With the new funding, we're providing vital emergency food assistance, safe drinking water, and health services to millions of Ethiopians and Kenyans in the worst drought-affected areas. The additional aid comes at a critical moment for Ethiopia and Kenya, as the threat of hunger, malnutrition, and dehydration are reaching alarming levels right now. The drought is especially severe in Ethiopia, where an estimated 7.8 million people now require urgent humanitarian assistance.
Nauert said this fiscal year, the United States has provided nearly $2 billion in response to these crises. A suicide bomber rammed his explosive-laden car into an Afghan national police outpost in southern Helmand, killing two police and wounding another two on Thursday. VOA's Robert Rafael reports.
Goresh District Police Chief Ismail Khan Kopawak said the evening attack happened in his district, the scene of heavy fighting in recent weeks between Afghan National Security Forces, aided by U.S. air support, and the Taliban, who control roughly 80% of Helmand Province. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Taliban are suspected. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
Hundreds of people have been gathering at the courtyard of the city council in Yaoundé to donate blood for the Cameroonian soldiers fighting Boko Haram insurgencies. Officials say hundreds of people wounded in Boko Haram violence, including soldiers, have died partly due to blood shortages, which amounts to at least 400,000 pints of blood every year. Dr. Biwol Sida of the General Hospital in Yaoundé says donations help, but still there is not enough to meet the need. Zenele Makina, South Africa's High Commissioner to Cameroon, says it was able to collect blood from at least 200 people this week.
We did not expect so much response from Cameroonians. The moment they heard they saw musicians singing, they would come and say, "We also want to give blood."
In a statement, the military said it is heartened by the initiative. U.S. security agents have arrested the British hacker known for discovering a kill switch that nullified a widespread ransomware attack earlier this year. Marcus Hutchins was detained by the FBI on Wednesday at a Las Vegas airport, where he was preparing to return to Britain after attending two hacking conferences in the city. Court documents unsealed indicate Hutchins was arrested on hacking charges unrelated to the ransomware attack known as WannaCry. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.